Am I starting this?
Sure.
Damn right you are.
Go for it, baby.
Hey, all right, man. I got to start the video.
Yeah.
Your name's on the channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Comedy on Comment / Talky Talk time.
Right. We're going to do a little Talky Talk extra.
Neeb's had it covered, Simon.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, shut up, Simon.
You let me do this,
what are
sir?
You doing here?
Idiot. Sorry.
Asking me to start the video. Mom, you start walking all over it.
Yeah. And then...
I'm your co-host, Simon.
You've talked enough. No, go ahead.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. Ready for January.
Oh, hey, it's the countdown to summer.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it is. The days are starting to get longer now, which I love.
The winter solstice is upon us.
And if you're in the southern hemisphere, enjoy your summer while it lasts, because it's coming back to us soon.
Suckers.
I was just asking Apsro where I could go during the winter months to go swimming in an ocean or...
Southern Hemisphere. There's a whole half of the world that you can do that in. Well, you don't want to go too far.
I don't want to go anywhere dangerous.
Is Antarctica the South Pole?
Yeah. I don't...
Depends how you look at
it. I haven't seen a map in quite some time.
What's the North Pole called?
Antarctica? Man, I'm dumb as shit. I don't know.
I've never been there. It's too cold up there.
Yeah, I would never go there.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I thought this was going to start better.
What
Me too.
What's this video called?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Now, about a month or two ago, someone on YouTube... who Adahop knows pretty well, Scrap Man.
Mm-hmm. What's he play?
Scrap Mechanic.
Oh.
Almost lost his channel.
Well, didn't it disappear?
For like a month.
For a month, it was like, eh.
Yeah, it disappeared. His channel was gone. And that got us thinking, what would happen if our channel was just all of a sudden gone? I don't know if he got hacked or what happened.
But it was gone.
But his channel was gone. Couldn't upload. He had like close to, how many subscribers did he have, Adahop?
He was getting close to 100,000.
Getting close to 100,000.
I like his stuff. He's a good scrapper.
And the first 100,000 is like the hardest.
Yeah.
You know, it gets easier as you get large to keep growing.
Well, yeah, the snowball effect. Going from nothing. If you keep putting out stuff.
Yeah, no, that's big.
So what would we do?
I don't know.
Panic. Set fire to everything.
Yep. Right? Everything goes up in flames.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
Luckily, we already have social media outlets,
yes.
Our Twitter, our Facebook, Instagram. I guess we would immediately announce there, hey, uh-huh. Our channel's shut down.
So
we
link
don't know
up
what
to those
fuck.
If you haven't
yeah,
already.
Follow us on Facebook,
I
Twitter,
mean, right now, yeah.
Instagram. Yeah, also, our website.
Website?
NeebsGaming.net.
We don't want to lose you guys.
Never.
If something happens.
It reminds me of that scene in Last of Mohicans.
Where that's what I wasn't thinking.
We're all under the waterfall. Us in the audience. And who was coming after him?
I've never
seen that movie.
He had like
it's a horrible
the,
reference.
The British, you need to... the French, the Indians, yeah. They were all after him.
Yeah.
And he's telling her, just stay alive. I'll find you. No matter how long it takes.
This is a movie. I will definitely find you.
Be a bad movie if he didn't.
Right. So. That would be great, though. Shit. I but, can't find her.
But Scrap Man, it took him a month, but he got his channel back, right?
YouTube managed to get his... channel, which
so
was
it was an
gone.
Error. It was an error on their end.
I don't know,
man. See, I wonder if it was he was hit because I know YouTube went after a bunch of the channels that were pretending to be kids' channels and the content was very inappropriate.
But his Scrap Man stuff is very
no. Adahop probably.
But he would show
exactly
his dick before
happened.
Though. That was weird.
Yeah.
Tell us so, exactly what happened.
So what happened to him was he knew he was getting close to 100,000, and 100K is the cutoff these days for your channel to actually be verified to have a little check mark. He got an email that looked completely legitimate saying, click here to get that started, they got access to his account. And that's how they got through all of his other accounts as well.
Okay, so it wasn't like YouTube doing anything
it
weird. It was just
a scam.
Somebody. Yeah.
So, but anything could happen.
It's awesome, though, they were able to recover it.
Right, right.
Now, absolutely.
The nice thing is that if something happened to our YouTube channel, I got an email from an Arabian prince who's been willing to give us money, apparently.
Oh.
It was on it was through Craigslist.
And we just had to send him $2,000 because he was in a bind first,
and
right?
All our bank information, so we're covered.
We're
awesome.
Set. We'll be fine.
Plan right, B. So
never mind. Never mind.
Okay, so listen, guys, if you're not following us in some other way, go for it. If you want to not be bothered, because I don't like being bothered. I don't like getting emails and
junk. I hate it.
So if you go to our website and you can sign up for our mailing thing, we haven't sent an email out in probably 2 years.
What's
the newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were doing that for like a month.
Yeah.
It just gave up on that.
So if you go to our NeebsGaming.net and go to contact, what's it say?
I wouldn't want our newsletter.
Contact at NeebsGaming.
That's what I'm saying. We don't do a newsletter.
Yeah, because they suck. Right, so then why are you talking about it?
Well, I mean, we do a newsletter only when news needs to be said.
Yeah, like if something big happens.
Oh, gotcha.
Some places send out a fucking newsletter like every week.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So if you go on there, NeebsGaming.net, contact and go to subscribe, you put your email address in, you will never hear from us unless something really big happens.
Do people still send like the 2-page write-ups of what their family did this last year? I'm just curious.
What? Who does that?
I was thinking newsletter.
Oh, people in Minnesota do.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, little Terry broke his tooth back, back in February.
Like, that's a thing?
Yeah, no, see, I've known people that do that.
It's not Minnesota specific by any means.
I do remember somebody sending out a card one time, and it was like a family, and they're like, oh, we're going to tell you about all the things we did this year, and it's like, Merry Christmas.
It's a thing.
You know, it's a fucking, you're bragging. Like, why are you letting me, I find that to be odd.
One of the things that I hate more than anything is reading. Reading unnecessary things. Like, if you're just giving me information that I can do nothing with, then I want to skip you in my life.
Oh, poor little Terry, dear.
We didn't want you to show up and be surprised about his tooth.
Oh, what happened to Terry's tooth? Have you read the goddamn Christmas letter? You didn't know.
Oh, I read it. I just skipped over that part because I broke my tooth.
Terry's tooth. The whole thing was called Terry.
Okay. And that's what we're going to need the podcast, Terry's tooth.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wish we didn't have to care about the title because Terry's tooth.
You saw my title the other day.
Yeah, no, you don't care about
it. I was doing science.
Anything.
I care a lot.
I know.
Which title? Oh.
Subpar gaming. I was subpar gameplay, the Far Cry 5 one.
Yeah,
I was being honest. You were concerned?
I think the group was concerned.
It was more about a thumbnail.
Thumbnail, title.
Thumbnail was fine.
No, it wasn't.
Mm.
I looked at it, and you were looking at it on a blurry monitor.
Why are we ignoring the fact
that thumbnail is very small? You don't seem to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he's also colorblind, so come on.
Yeah.
I mean, cut him a break there.
Yeah.
And he also broke his tooth. Leave him alone.
Oh. Yeah, I broke my tooth.
All right.
We should send out a shitty Christmas card to people we know, just updating everybody.
On nothing.
Yeah. Oh, poor Duralius. You still can't get those thumbnails, right? Yeah. Well, we're still working on it, by God.
We had hope in March, but come June.
Remember that time we did the one and we were all like, holy crap, that's good. And Anthony came in. And he's like, no, I made it for him.
Yeah.
I think you guys have brainwashed yourselves to think they're worse than they are. Like, just automatically.
No,
because like,
why would we do?
Remember when he pulled
as
up
fun
that
as this is,
he pulled
we would
up
rather
thumbnail,
they be good.
I was like, this looks no worse than the Arc one that just had come out.
That was a bad one.
The Arc one was a bad one.
That's your go to. You'll find
those,
another
right?
bad one and go look
of
this
course,
one.
Of no, course, it's all I've got.
Yeah, it's almost like tradition now.
Right.
For you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That Arc one, the Neebs, I mean, God, now you have to show it. Like, Neebs blends in with the background so much, it's hard to tell.
I mean, a lot of times Anthony and I are working those at like 2 o'clock in the morning after the stream. And we're like, maybe this will work. Maybe this is good. But then I think he was struggling when he was writing on the sign. So he blurred everything in the background and then it just made it more confusing. I think he wanted the sign to pop out, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, the sign's brown. It's like Neebs is like your clothing's brown. The background's brown. Yeah. So it just all sort of just jumbles
together.
See, I saw my thumbnail on my phone last night where it comes up on my YouTube app, like how most people would see it. And it was crystal fucking clear. I was like, these guys
are
assholes.
Is it the big one?
Well, it's how most people see their thumbnails.
Nope, I never see them that way.
Well, you have a phone from...
mobile.
I watch stuff on PC.
On PC, the images are smaller.
They are.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
So, in other words, though, what he's saying is most people are watching it on mobile.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's not true.
So they're seeing the
from
crystal
analytics,
clear.
We get a lot on mobile. But
I
would
say
is
that most people are going to see it big, though. You got to assume that like it might be half and half.
Yeah, the goal is
to
maximize
at it small and,
the amount of views.
Well, I was really hoping we would talk about this on today's commenting on comments. We didn't get the one fucking comment yet. So
no, but anyone else want to shit on Darlies? Anyone?
Yeah, no, bring it.
If we're gonna do it, this is the time.
Go ahead. It's like a human toilet.
It's
today.
Time to
go
shit.
Ahead.
No more shitting after now.
I'll probably think of something in a minute.
Well, then you're going to have to, you know what? Then you're going to have to save it for next time.
Okay, you're in time out, Neebs.
All right.
We don't have time.
All right. But you want to go move forward with comments?
Sure.
Do we have a song?
What?
We have
commenting
a song?
On comments?
Yeah,
song?
We need the song.
What? Yeah, give me a beat.
No, we don't.
What song? You guys always...
Give me a beat.
You're snapping your fingers.
It's
on a beat.
It's time to play the comments or say them with our mouths. These are comments that you wrote and we read them aloud.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That was better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
Good job.
I could have been the greatest musician. I'm just busy with YouTube.
Could have been complex. Copy. Can we move on to a...
I'll start the comments if you guys don't mind.
Yes.
The first comment comes from Delirium, and this is on the 7 Days to Die. What was that one? I have it titled FF. What's that mean?
FB?
Oh, Friendly Fire.
Friendly Fire.
Yep. Delirium says, I'm glad to see Simon taking initiative and getting better at the game, which is odd because Neebs has been turning into a Simon bully so bad that the group comes to his aid. Neebs is about to catch these hands, the bully. Also, you guys should pull all your weapon parts together and start building some stuff.
We do.
Stop hoarding points and use them. I've been using my point.
You're the point hoarder.
Well, I've been using some, but then it was like, hey, we want to build a chemistry table. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, wait, maybe I should save those to unlock all the science that
I
need.
That's actually good if one of us does that.
Yeah. Just in case?
I think so.
Yeah, well, and then it turns out to unlock that, like, we're not even near
the
level.
Not even high enough level, yeah.
It's like, son of a bitch.
Got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Give us something to look forward to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll divvy up more points, like, the higher level you get.
Yeah.
Because it starts costing more to do
That'd
shit.
Be cool.
Then Monkey Reef says, I'm with Neebs. Sure, they planted corn the first time, but eventually they'll forget. It's like having a roommate, and the first week they clean their dishes, but over time they just leave them piled up. And knowing Simon, I'm sure he's one of those guys. Still love you, bud.
Listen, I would always clean the dishes, but I might steal fake corn and not replace it.
Yeah, you did always do the dishes.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, but you know what? I haven't done it yet. Let's see. At least I'm being honest and saying it might happen.
I know, but I'm just not like, done it I'm yet. Having a hard time with just my garden, keeping enough agave to eat.
Right.
We need a big garden.
We need a big garden.
Yeah, we need like the garden. Like this is the garden like everybody can go to. It's gigantic.
It needs to be the size of a football field.
And we can have a schedule. I want to be able to take from it, but I will help a schedule and maintenance or do whatever. Well, I'll do whatever I need to do.
Here's what I do. If I like go and I take 20 agave plants, I count them.
The yucca, right?
Yeah.
Yucca?
Yeah.
Yucca?
And it's called yucca, right?
Yucca. Yeah.
We keep saying it wrong and people are mad about it.
That's a real food.
I like saying yucca.
Yeah.
Yucca.
I've never seen a yucca plant in my life.
Neither have I.
I don't even know what they... I mean, there's stuff like jicama, which I never heard of until
I
was an adult.
Oh, I know what jicama is.
Like, what is this?
You're a jicama.
Avocado? I never ate avocado until I was in my 20s.
And that's sad, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I grew up in this country town. We didn't have weird food. Yeah. So you take 20 yucca plants, and then as soon as you're done, you make 20 seeds and plant them back.
Yeah.
That way you just replaced.
And so, ideally, since it's if it's on the tilled earth, you should get 2 yucca per plant.
Yeah.
As long as you till it. I learned that.
Yeah, you just planted yours in the dirt before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it. But now I know, you see.
All right. The next one is from our ARC video, Probably Dead.
Maybe.
They're probably dead.
That's the one, Neebs, that you did?
With the, no.
Oh, who cut?
That's the one with the bad thumbnail.
Anthony cut that?
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about the thumbnail.
Well, let's talk about the comment.
I think that's the one where we lost 90% of our spectator footage, too.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, we had a disaster here in the area.
Well, this has nothing to do with the editing, really. It's from GunPrawn9. It says, I've been enjoying the Ragnarok, though it does seem a little empty. Everyone is talking about aberrations, and what if you guys shared a server with another gaming channel or group of people? The other two servers... You guys had other people in there, and it made the world feel a little more populated. It's good, but it could be better.
I can see that.
Doralingus gets a 10 out of 10 this episode.
For what? For the for
escaping
just
the cave.
For getting out of there. Yeah, I read that comment. I'm glad you picked it.
I don't know. The way it was cut, and it was cut fine, but it didn't do justice on how fucking
you were
long
in there for
that
a long
took.
Time.
It took a long time. You didn't quite feel that. It looked like I just found the way out, like, after 2 turns. But, not the case. I'm proud of myself, too. Thank God there weren't more enemies in there.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, the only enemies seem to be those lizards that sleep.
Yeah, thank God there were sleepies.
So you can go into that cave during the day because they sleep during the day, but as soon as night comes,
watch the fuck out.
I ran up on 3 of those.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this is where I die.
Yeah. Anyway, but I agree with the people in the world thing. It does take on a different vibe.
That's one thing I've always wanted to do. Yeah, the problem is, like, if we have a show like that, like, say we're in Ragnarok right now and we have our base, you know, what's to stop an alpha tribe from coming in when we're not playing and just demolish everything?
Well,
and we only get to play, like, once a week, maybe
once
twice.
A week. And we also just have issues. Even if we had people
that we know
were going to be civil, we seem to have a lot of issues with, like, just things happening in between gameplay, like just stuff disappears.
More so.
Or, yeah, and then we like, hey, we got to roll the server back. We log back in, just everything's gone. Like, what's happening? Right.
And plus, when we come back after a week, they've built like Trump Tower. You know, like it's
If everybody else can play so much more than we can, they're going to build more interesting stuff. But yeah, I've always wanted, or I always would love to figure out a way to do our show and have that extra tribe, the villain tribe or whatever, and you know, be able to fight against those guys. But how do we do it? And that's an issue we've always had.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to be on exact same schedules.
And there's also the idea of the show, like I think I've talked about before, the Yogscast, like their original Minecraft series, where the community sort of drove what was going to happen during the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk like that, but if you have a very creative community, your community kind of builds these sets, and then you kind of get strung along through the story that the community makes, which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different show than what we're doing
that's
now.
Cool. Right. But I've been trying to get Anthony to get in there some. Like, have Anthony have his own little
thing as
going
playing,
on
in
the server, and maybe Adahop, and...
I'll join their tribe.
Yeah.
No, I would love to see a tribe split, a civil war.
Jolly's become such a hermit in these games.
Yeah, really.
Hey, we're going to go out and do something fun. I'm going to stay back. You guys go ahead.
Well, no, I want to build today.
In 7 days, that's for a reason, because I love the fortification. Uh-huh. I like being focused on that. That's
and
why I
love
the
back,
game.
Yeah, I like coming back and seeing what you built. Even like I know this recent episode
last
we lost today. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we just played this week. I'd love seeing what the progress you've made.
I like that. But in Ark, I just... it's with the game, like how I am with the game.
I think it's funny.
Like,
it's like, does Dallas want to go? Nah.
Nah.
He's going to stay home and build stuff.
It's true. I don't want to go.
No, and I get the appeal because, I was like, I would love to just, sometimes I hop in the game. It's like, man, I'd really love to just work on my house today.
Yeah. I had fun doing it when I did it. And I'd like to do it again, but I wanted to take a break this time. And I'm glad because I was like, all right, good.
It
but
makes for
one,
shittier gameplay, of course. There's a lot less tension when you're just putting up blocks and fucking pieces. And
I don't know when this 7 days comes out, but like, I was asking Simon to help me renovate my house.
Right.
And he seemed like kind of snotty about it at first, but then he seemed like he was getting into it.
Yeah. Now I really do. I kind of want to, we talked about it before. I wouldn't mind even doing just a spoof on just the home renovation show that you'd see on HGTV.
Do it in 7 days.
Yeah. Do it in 7 days. And then Alex had mentioned that he takes that approach in his edit.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So I'm looking forward to
wonderful.
Seeing it.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Nice. All right.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to die so hard.
But no, it's we'll fun be in the to see I that know place come to, like, I was impressed with the flooring options.
Yeah, and that's not even our fort. That's just our home.
I know.
That's where we live.
I don't have one of those.
But don't give me shit about baseboard molding. It's just baseboard. Don't give me shit about how I word things in
sometimes
the carpentry world.
I just
world.
Like to give you a hard time.
I know.
You know that, right?
That's old, and I understand that. But
I feel like you're putting a lot of time into a place that you ultimately don't want to stay at all.
It could be a vacation
we're
home.
Going
if
to,
I move, it's fine. That's I'll come back.
Like, we're going to see places that we have.
But I like the idea of, you know, hey, we move into this town that looks like shit when we get there, and then by the time we've left, it's gussied
but
up.
But is
it's
that the tree. Town?
I mean, we're there now. We're set up. It's kind of become a little home. I mean, okay. I love my house.
There's whole cities we got to renovate.
Yeah? Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
No, I want to get one of the. I know there's bigger buildings in the game. It'd be cool to once go in and loot them and then just blow them up because you can make explosives, right? Dynamite.
I want to
demolish one of these big buildings and crash our entire server.
Yeah, a skyscraper, one of the tall ones. Yeah, like
absolutely.
A demolitions kind of.
Okay,
that'd be really fun.
Yes, for real.
Yeah, Simon's
I
in now.
So
like,
into that.
At the base of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean that would be great.
Wow, but then we gotta rebuild.
No.
That
we mine that material.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
As much
we
as
get
we that
can.
Material, yeah.
And okay. Then we move on.
Blow something up.
But yeah.
Listen, we should, like, Parrishton or Dyersville.
Yeah.
We should just,
towns.
Like, renovate the entire city. We should go in and, like, it'd be like Detroit. Rebuild
I think
it.
If we had more people, yeah. There's only four of us.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that
game.
Is pretty nuts.
Now,
that's
I,
a little too ambitious.
I don't mind going into the city, like either one of them, and going like, okay, we like this little block. We're gonna live on this block for a little while, and we renovate that block.
Yeah, the city is nuts.
But yeah, I mean, we can't spend episodes and episodes renovating the entire city.
No, that's what we'll do. The sideshow. We'll
make
the
outside, like North Korea, the thing on the outside, and then make it look good.
North Korea, the
what,
outside.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's
that?
Going with
don't
mouth?
They do that? They'll have like a store. There's nothing in it.
Oh,
it's just like a
yeah. Depending on visitors,
the front
or yeah, any if an ambassador
so,
comes
so
or whatever.
So you're
like
talking
shit,
about a lot of exterior work.
Well, it's a facade.
If
replant the trees, fix the broken windows.
Listen, if we could do this in a timely manner, I'd be down with taking bigger projects on. Just saying.
Okay.
Just I think that's a whole nother show. Yeah,
it takes
that's
a long time.
It is. That is a 7 days to die remodel show, which that's kind of fun.
I know. It is funny. At least to
dumb
do
as
one,
it is.
Maybe we can do a little side project.
It could be a midweek thing.
Huh?
Midweek episode. Just
a,
today
just,
we're renovating
yeah.
the
yes.
bookstore.
And then we could different server.
Yeah, this right? old shithole.
No, in our
same server.
Server.
Yeah.
No, because that's time that we're not using.
Well, you yep. can be in their building.
You're going to get attacked while we're renovating.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to get attacked.
We'll see.
I'll be safe because I've
got a
safe place.
The hunker bunker will just be all destroyed when he comes back.
But then we better fix it.
We got to figure shit out.
Yeah. Going back to the ARC video.
Sugar
same
Bear just showed up.
What? Oh. Can't get enough Super Golden Cream.
Hey, have a good day, Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. Not the face, Sugar Bear.
All right, Last Alive says, I know I can't be the only one who feels like you should up the production of ARC, even only to extend it to an hour-long episode, maybe?
God, it's yeah. not upping the production.
I mean,
just
it's
making
upping
it
the time. Yeah, Anthony, like, yeah. Yeah, our editor on ARC just was like, you ready? Like, gave me a look like, are you out of your yeah. fucking mind?
Yay, no well, sleep, Anthony!
Well,
yay.
This comment's not over. It says, I mean, it's your number one watch series, almost twice as watched as any other. It's like dehydrating and saying, here's a spoonful of water. Right, Neebs?
Wow, right?
This water is really good. I wish there was more.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
better than like making people. I think you can oversaturate a show. I don't think yeah. we're close to doing that because sometimes we've tried to do one midweek. I'd like to do that more often.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little more would be good.
They take a long time to edit. Yeah. It's a struggle right now, especially since we're looking for another editor. And I mean, even with the editors that we have on it, like Anthony mainly has it, but Neebs, you'll take one or Absor will take one. And it takes a long time.
Let's not forget Terry broke his tooth.
Oh, shit. Terry broke his tooth, everyone. Put it on the card.
Fuck you, Terry.
And your tooth.
Yeah, I would love... it is one of those things. I like having... I like our weekend lineup a lot mm-hmm. of the times. It's like I look forward to... Yeah, Friday is going to be 7 days. Saturday is going to be ARC. I kind of like Neebs Gaming becoming synonymous with like, oh, we got a great weekend lineup.
Yeah.
Maybe a midweek one every now and then, which I know we've done in the past, but it would almost be too much. If there was
they
more
disagree.
Than one yeah, I know the
right, but
yeah.
it's also
they
difficult.
Completely disagree.
It's difficult.
It is difficult.
The,
yeah,
you know.
No. And yeah, not only then would you need another editor to be able to keep up with that. And then you also have to have these two editors. You'd have after Anthony and whoever else just in constant communication on yeah. what episode, what jokes are you keeping in your show? Because I want to keep this joke, but I reference it in mine. It's a coordination effort too.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of a coordination with because we film our show. And then sometimes we go in and go, you know what? I want an establishing shot for that scene.
Yeah.
And then if things change, you go in and like the fort looks different or
right.
the castle looks different. You've got a continuity thing. So if you get too far ahead.
Yeah, it could screw the editor or, yeah, when they want to grab establishing shots. These little logistical things.
Yeah.
But an hour-long episode would be, it'd be interesting, but it'd have to be, it would have to have some sort of story.
And we talked about like sharing episodes too, like.
Yeah,
like Adahop and I talked about, like, let's do a really long 7 days, and you cut the first half, I mm-hmm. cut the second half, and then we'll
put jam them together. Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be curious to see a 40-minute episode. Like, what would the watch time be? Like, would people stick around for 40
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, depends on, like...
I'm sure a lot of them would, but yeah, that's a commitment.
Yeah, yeah, and everyone has different viewing habits. It's yeah. like some people are like, this is my lunch break, or this is my Saturday mm-hmm. evening. So if it's your lunch break, it's one thing, because you only got 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Well, next comment comes from Jay's Journey. It says, what size hoodie does Simon wear? Because of him, Herringbone Floor has been a meme of mine for a while, and I want to send him a hoodie I've designed with Herringbone Floor wood pattern down the front.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm a large.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that man a large hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
I
Herringbone.
See that.
Nice.
Is that it for
so
you?
So that's it. That's five comments wow. from me. Thanks for the comments.
Someone else jumping in, or...
It doesn't matter to me. All
right, here we go.
I got yours. You got yours?
Yes. You know what? Yes, definitely.
What? Yeah. Oh, because you want to?
Yes.
Simon picked one of mine for me.
Oh, okay.
He's that kind of guy.
Well, I wanted him to read it because I was scared that I would botch it up, and he's got such a sexy voice.
He does.
It's true.
He reads so, well. The words make sense to him.
Make mm-hmm. good thumbnails.
Yep.
Great no, thumbnails. I don't know about that.
I wish I was more ready. Okay. These are all from the latest Far Cry video.
I enjoyed that ending shot, by the way.
Thanks, man. That was a funny. Fun thing to
very
see
funny.
Happen.
Yes.
I didn't get to watch it yet, so don't spoil it.
Okay, you can rip on it already, though. Just get out of the way.
I don't like the thumbnail.
Okay. Isaac Robertson says, am I the only one who out this whole video is wondering how Duralius made it through Marine boot camp? Please answer in the next commenting on comments. P.S. I love you all. Keep up the good work. Also, thank you for service, Duralius. I'll tell you how I got through boot camp. I didn't have to use a controller, a video game right. controller. Yeah.
Actually, had a real gun in my hand.
Yeah, I had a real gun in my hand, and I had to run around for reals and jump things for reals. So that was the difference, the big one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were preparing when you were in real boot camp to serve our country.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah.
Not shoot our countrymen.
Right. Or sit on your fat ass and play video games.
Drive over
ox. And they never asked him to make a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't.
Never.
They
knew better. Photoshop isn't
they
part of this.
They would have fucking thrown his ass out of the army. Yeah. If that was a requirement.
Court martial.
You're out.
Yep.
So,
crappy thumbnail discharge.
Subtle differences in the, that's how I got through.
I'm surprised you don't play that game a little better, though, because you're a Far Cry fan, though, right?
I hate to even say this because I sound like Thick did for the last 2 years. Going to a controller.
Oh, after is, you, oh, you've gotten used to mouse and keyboard so much?
As far as aiming goes, right. And when I pick up a controller to aim a first-person shooter, I'm just lost.
I will accept that.
It's
yeah,
so
I
weird.
Can, yeah,
no, I knew you would.
No,
and it's true.
I get it.
Once you adjust and you feel that, and you go back. And I used to feel decent on a controller, but it's
gone. We used to play Battlefield and all that shit on a controller. Yeah,
My thumbs just get
stupid. You lose the touch.
Yeah.
Does Far Cry 5 have any kind of base building mechanics?
No.
So you have to get out there and do things.
Do things?
Well, he's just saying because you like to stay back and
Oh, no, I want
tinker,
in that. Biddle, I love exploring there.
You love exploring there, but not, okay.
So, and you want to do a series on that, right?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I know people are torn. People are like the automatic, like, fuck Ubisoft, you know.
Right.
I enjoyed
the co-op.
The co-op's really fun.
Because, I wanted to play with a friend.
Yeah, and then it let us capture that, but the co-op was really, really fun, and I think we could have some potential there.
Man,
I
wish you could have three or four people in
there. I do, too.
Because I want to play that, too.
Well, then it'd be Wildlands, wouldn't it, I guess?
But a lot of, like, with Wildlands, that was very repetitive. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, Far Cry can be, too.
Far Cry as well.
But it's a lot funnier.
Yeah. Oh, man, they still, it's like, the way, I guess, the world interacts is so... it's disjointed.
It can be.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of mind blowing. Like AI just like in your video when the girl just shouting shit, running around. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
Like, they were very very motivated. Did you happen to see Jack Frag's video, Far Cry 5, his latest one?
Mm-mm.
Not the latest one.
It's he definitely found a more fun mission than I did. He had to round up testicles for the testicle festival.
Oh god.
Testicle festival.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of testicles?
From a bull.
A bull.
Yeah. He had to like kill three different bulls three different ways or whatever. Or take them out and chop off their testicles, bring it back to the fat who's the guy that breaks arms in the movie star guy that
I don't know what you're talking about.
Used to break a lot of limbs. He's kind of crazy as a cop as
Joe
well.
Joe Pesci?
No. Doesn't matter.
Joe Pesci? That's the best.
You think I'm funny?
Answer, man.
I want to know the answer now.
Remember there was like Van Damme and they were like in the...
Seagal?
Seagal.
Ah.
It's like a fat Seagal, even though I think he's chubby now, but there's
Seagal
a character
in
the...
Miller, right?
Yeah, there's a character in the game that looks like him and he's super cocky. Anyway, he's the one cooking the nuts.
Okay.
So he goes out and gets these nuts and he gives them to him. And then there was just a good old party that night. The festival or testicle festival went off without a hitch. Everybody had a blast. And then you pass out and you wake up drunk. And Jack, it was fun to watch Jack do it. But he's in this like baseball field where it was. And you're like all kind of fucked up still. And there's like pigs and goats with party hats on wandering around.
Oh, that's fun.
That's why I like
that's
that game.
Great.
Like Far Cry has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, no, they've always been tongue in cheek.
So Michael W. says, if I wanted, because it was called subpar gameplay, if I wanted gaming that was on par or anywhere close to average, I would not be at Neebs Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, true.
Well, it's very true.
Yeah, we're not that good.
And if you don't know that already, then you just
you would
got
think
here
that,
then.
Yeah, people come for the renovations.
And the herringbone.
And I killed two friendlies accidentally in that video. And CPU Speed lays out a good point. He says, you do know, Duralius, that in the redneck apocalypse, the people wearing Patagonia are the good guys. Great vid. I thought that was a good point.
Patagonia?
Yeah.
That's a brand.
So that's what to look for, Patagonian jackets.
And they're good. Yeah, they're not going to be a problem. All right, so we got two back-to-back conflicting comments.
Mm-hmm.
Conflicting comments. Comments at conflict.
Gets better every week.
That one's not good. You guys really, you set the level up when you guys did your song.
Yeah, no, our song was...
It was tight.
Can you do that again?
Right now? It's right here.
It's time to play the comments or say them with our mouths. These are comments that you wrote and we read them aloud.
Okay. Ronnie Sabagala says, I cannot endure any more Takar. Just end him already. It was on this latest video.
Was Takar on there?
No.
Interesting.
But maybe it's just like
a guy who played Takar. No more Takar.
Just preemptive.
Maybe it was just association. Sure. And then the Fly Wahin says, this game looks to be so much fun, a lot more fun than watching Jack's video, which I just talked about.
Wait, right? Wow. Conflicting?
Well, enjoying the video and one was not liking the video, essentially. And then the Jack thing, that's topical because
I feel like that didn't conflict.
I enjoyed
really.
That. Well, this one does.
Okay.
Ty Wheeler, this video was amazing. Was kind of wanting to hear your Hick voice, but still incredible. Then Christian Bermudez says, wow, Duralius, this is a new low. I cannot believe Neebs gave this the thumbs up to go on the channel.
Oh, I didn't see it.
This is worse than Game Crasher.
We don't have an approval process.
He said it's worse than Game Crasher.
Worse than Game Crasher. Wow. Damn! Which is a gem.
Yeah, Game Crasher does what he wants. Fun. I mean, no one looks at his thumbnails. They just go up.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who cares? And now the one that Simon wanted me to read.
Okay.
I got to wet my whistle real quick.
It's a long one, but
yeah, that's
I enjoyed
why I didn't
it.
Go wet the whistle.
I thought somebody might enjoy it here.
All right.
Okay.
He did enjoy it more than I did, but I'm reading this for you, Sam.
Okay.
This is from N Mayhem. What video is this off of? Sometimes it's
Ark
good to know.
Probably dead.
All these comments about Neebs being bitchy. Actually, he has every right to get annoyed at the gaggle of imbeciles who not only are incapable of putting any time into building anything in this game, but they have gone so far as to justify their incapability, which leads them to questioning why Neebs wants to take his time and put in the extra effort to do something as well as he feels he can. Honestly, it's my opinion that anyone who fails to see the difference is likely just as much of a pinhead as the guys in the show who go out of their way to question things that don't even matter anyway. If Neebs wants to build something his way, what the fuck does that have to do with anyone's opinion about how they would do it? You fucking morons.
And who's that from again?
Who cares, really?
I do.
No, it's N Mayhem. I was kidding.
N Mayhem.
N Mayhem.
Yeah, and I just thought that Neebs, you probably enjoyed hearing that a little bit.
Oh, there's definitely conflicting comments on that.
Yeah,
I was just saying. Some people don't want to hear me complain about
it. Sure. Why is Neebs always so bitchy?
But I just, because obviously N Mayhem is the type of asshole like you and him are kin.
Yeah.
You know? And I had never heard it.
Asshole.
But so like, it was like, wow, this is like Neeb's brother.
I saw that comment and I almost brought it in, but I'm like, God, I don't want to give this guy a platform. He seems like a real dick.
Yeah. But no, listen, we love everyone here.
Yeah,
we
do. There's even points on both sides though. Because
I
don't mind it. You know, I don't complain about you guys in real life, what you do.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
Well,
you're in denial.
Actually, I guess I do, but
yes, you do.
It's about your choices in life that are bad.
Right, no, I understand.
I don't want you to live a bad life, Simon.
Great.
Don't you wish you'd have started listening to me like 10 years ago?
He really cares.
You
he
just
really
recently
does.
Started eating healthy in the last couple years.
Great.
So let's skip that stage where you ignore me and just do what I ask.
I'm not. Do you realize I'm not doing what I'm doing because of what you're telling me to do. I'm doing what I'm doing because I want to do it.
Yeah, but let him think that it's all because of.
Didn't I say you should have done that 10 years ago?
Thank
Imagine
you
had.
No, I wouldn't have had as much fun.
I bet you.
Exactly.
Neebs wishes he had a controller hooked up to all of us. It's like there's Fix doing something that I wouldn't do. Here, let me just pick this up and do it the right way.
Let me
get
Thick
this.
A little bit.
God, he's a little short. I can't make him jump that high.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to get the DLC shoes.
All right. So anyway, that was great. Thank you for reading that. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Simon.
I can go next.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Good job, Simon, in sending out the notification to bring comments in.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Early. That was beautiful.
Oh, you read this one?
There was a wise guy that once told me, I think his name was Neebs.
Beans.
Oh, yeah, 10 years ago.
Beans.
10 years ago. He's like, you know what? You should be more on time with things. And I said, huh.
on time.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Finally clicked.
I think I'll send the email 2 days before the thing instead of the morning of.
It's crazy. Thomas Parsons says, where is this? Oh, this is on this is on 7 days Friendly Fire. Tom Parsons says, leave the bottom section of a ladder off and jump onto it. That way the zombies won't be able to climb after you.
Did it.
I didn't know that.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Has it done on something now?
Yeah, and it's a pain in the ass to get on.
It is.
I never mentioned it. Was that in the video?
I feel like we talked about
this.
Well,
that video didn't come out yet, but I'd read that comment in our last recording session. I went that route. Does it make sense?
In the commenting on comments?
No. He read that comment before we played 7 yeah. days.
So I adjusted my gameplay.
I feel like we discussed this because I said I like seeing the ladder go all the way to the ground because it's more aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense if zombies can climb the
ladder. Yeah, if you're trying to survive,
kinda
then
make,
I'll,
it makes
I'll
it
just
fun,
fight
though.
It. Yeah. Like when that big mama came up the stairs,
yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty
I liked
hilarious.
It.
Yeah.
We should make a couple of platforms or just, I don't know what we could do, but make some ladders where they can just crawl up that are kind of near our place, but once they get to the top, they just fall down.
Yeah.
Something yeah, like that'd
that.
Be fun.
Next to other structures that we have going up.
That's
and they fall
idea.
Like into a pit of sorts.
I vote yes.
A pit of corn.
Of corn.
A pit full of gas barrels.
Mad Dog McGregor says, hey, Neebs, by the way, Tango is used because T for target in the phonetic alphabet is Tango. For a zombie, you could say Zulu since a zombie starts with the letter Z. Also, I bloody love you guys. Got me inspired to make my own channel. Keep up the good work. I hope this gets into commenting on comments.
Well, congrats on that.
Check
hope
out
no longer.
Mad Dog McGregor. But so we talked about the name saying Zulu.
Well, you've been saying Zango.
Well, I like Zango.
Yeah. Well, Zulu.
It's going to be hard for me not to say Zango.
All right, well.
It's kind of established already.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I just figured I'd give you some knowledge.
It sounds zangy, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds festive.
It's just a mix of tango and zombie.
Yeah. You ever go to Zaxby's?
Every now
I
and
hate
then, yep.
Zaxby's.
They got salads.
God, it's the worst.
And zangy sauce.
Zaxby zucks.
They do zuck.
I like their salads.
I've had Zaxby's. I thought they were Zine.
I think they have a very good
grilled
chicken salad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a reacher.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not?
You could have said serviceable. Zuper?
No,
serviceable?
No, they don't do it that way.
It's Zine.
Satisfactory?
Well,
there's not enough syllables.
There we go.
You said, look, I think it's Zuper.
He said Zuper, didn't he?
Oh, you said Zuper?
Yeah. So Zuper.
And recycle whatever
Zantastic.
You want.
All right. That's what said as well. He said Zantastic.
Zenominal.
I didn't say
Zuck the
Zenominal?
Fuck off, please.
That would work.
That's a reacher.
I'll try to remember. On the aberration video, Mr. Medic wants to know who else pees on the side of the toilet to make less noise.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people do that.
Not most people.
I don't.
Okay.
I pee to make more noise.
Or maybe most.
Want people to hear my stream.
Well, you can't help it.
No, there's a,
you're
it's,
right
it's,
there
it's,
against the water.
Probably the
swimming.
Because you can reduce sound and you can reduce splatter if you hit the right angle.
I was about to say, I do it to reduce splashback.
All right, so Mr. Medic, you got your answer. I have a lot of comments today, so I'm going to burn through them.
I only got four.
You got four?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do this. Shane Rawl says, I don't know if I want them to play this map. It's not prehistoric. It's futuristic-ish. Kind of reminds me of Subnautica with those made-up monsters. I don't get good vibes from this map. If you go, which you shouldn't, don't bring anyone. They will die.
I don't want to go.
So that's how Shane Rawls feels about it.
You know me. I like sunny, pretty maps.
Yeah.
So this map isn't for me.
Nope, it's not for me either, actually.
If anything, I want the equipment from this map.
Yes.
But the map, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
I
agree. I'm with you guys on that as well.
And, hopefully, if the guys that are making the Ragnarok map, hopefully they'll put elements of abortion in.
Abortion.
Yeah.
Ragnarok. Abortion.
Yeah. Specifically the wingsuit.
Yeah. Wingsuit.
Zip line.
And also those being
We didn't
being
use
up
the
scale.
Actual gravity zip line when we took a
no,
look at
No, yeah, we never did. But I also wonder if there's going to be an area in Ragnarok where they, it's like an underground cave. They could do that.
We found a cave the other day that we didn't know
existed.
It was
huge,
as well.
So, you could pop one of those on the other side of the map and kind of...
Like bigger than the one I got lost in?
Maybe.
No, that's the one we're talking about.
No.
I was talking about the ice one.
Oh, yeah, God, the ice one.
Yeah, we don't even know how deep that goes, but that was gigantic.
And that was beautiful. I watched it. That's into something that's out, right?
No, you were sick. You missed this.
This happened Tuesday. Yeah, we found an ice cave that ended up being extremely big and extremely dangerous.
Pretty epic. Yeah. Obviously, leads to some, so what? Odds are it leads to another artifact?
It's got
to
be.
I don't want to give anything away, but there was something on my screen that alarmed me. There was a text. So I'll tell you after.
You got a text?
No, there was a text on my screen.
Oh, not on your phone.
No.
That's too far. Silly.
Oh, okay.
There were words on your screen that alarmed you. There were words on your screen.
Yep. So, yeah. I don't want to give anything away.
All right,
I'll tell you
away.
Off camera.
Huh? Okay.
Shh. Shut up.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey,
go to hell.
Hey, oh, that was great. Ark probably dead. They're probably dead. Shoe Shooter Sexy 9 says, hey, Neebs, you should paint Spooter white like her mother and the blue designs of her father, like if you agree, so Neebs can see. That was a rhyme.
Yeah.
Like if you can agree.
I'd like to see, Astro started paint Spooter a little bit, but yeah, we need to give her a good paint job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think, mixing those colors, if you're into that thing, would be a good base if you haven't gone too far.
Yeah, I gave her a little green. I mean, I just put a little green in her hair, we could do white and blue.
Yeah.
That'd be a good combo. We don't want to paint too much because we notice sometimes with Spectator Cam, because she's completely painted, sometimes Spectator Cam, if it gets far away enough, the paint job disappears.
Yeah.
So that's one of the issues we've had with like being far away from the animals. Like, yeah, that the paint disappears and it ruins the shot. So we only want to paint the bird a little bit.
Yeah. All right. If you watch the Griffin Trap Breakout episode, you'll see Cooter in the background flying as a brown bird. And as soon as he gets close, the paint just snaps on all of a sudden.
That sucks.
Right, yeah.
Snap on paint.
Takes you out. On the last comments and on comments, Corey says, my coworker and I love your videos, but my coworker Steve hates the high-pitched voice that Apsro makes. He says it pisses him off and that he's not a little child. Can you please, Apsro, use that voice and say something along the lines of, fuck you, Steve? Okay, well, much appreciated. Love your videos. I get eager to watch them. And my Saturday breakfast isn't complete without Ark.
That's awesome.
Now give him a proper. Hey, Steve! Fuck you!
That should make him happy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That should do it.
Gallagher XL, also on commenting on comments, says, hey guys, love your content, but I want to know, have you guys thought about doing a live podcast commenting on comments on YouTube? If you could address this in the next commenting on comments, that would be awesome. And also, Rage Thick Rage! That was all caps.
Mm.
So
that's pretty much what we do. Yeah, don't we kind of do that every Thursday night on Twitch?
That's our stream.
Yeah, that's our Twitch stream. Yeah.
No, kind of commenting on comments.
Yeah, it's not.
So that would be us reading you from YouTube the videos. Comments. Yeah,
yes. It would be just doing one of these, making it live, doing it live, and then keeping that as the edited version of the weekly thing.
And who knows what hijinks we'll get into.
Yeah. I mean, man, I saw I follow the Funhouse guys over on Rooster Teeth, and I saw that they launched on their channel, it was like Funhouse TV, where I guess it's just 24 hours, it's like all of their content on loop.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, well, that's one way to do it, isn't it?
JT Music did the same thing. They've got like basically JT Music Radio, where it's always live, it's just going through their catalog of songs. And God knows how many songs they have now, but yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I
don't know if you can just program it to like, hey, play this playlist over and over.
What's this on? Which platform?
Yeah,
this is YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Just streaming that.
It's like a stream. It's just like they're just live streaming like all of their old stuff.
What do y'all think about that?
I think I'm not opposed to that at all because I think it's a place where people can meet up and watch stuff together.
Not sure how I feel about it.
Huh.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Think it would take away?
I'll say this. It couldn't hurt to try it.
Yeah. Well, here's my problem with it. Like, when you think streaming, you think live. And then I think it's going to kind of muddy the streaming waters. Like, the other day, we raided someone who wasn't live.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know people just streamed old stuff.
I think it depends on how you try to sell it.
But I think if it becomes popular, everyone's just going to be streaming old stuff. And you take away that personal live experience.
Yeah, but yeah.
You'll catch it every now and then.
But we don't call it a live stream necessarily. We just call it like a Neebs Gaming TV where all of our content is on 24/7.
Right. Yeah,
so you don't tell them we're streaming.
Exactly.
It's not like a live, we're not streaming live for them. It's just...
Okay, I'm just bringing up a concern.
Yeah, no,
I understand.
That's okay.
Definitely understand.
It's a valid concern. Mm-hmm. But if it's marketed as Neebs Gaming TV and it's a place where, I mean, I think it's fun. I'm assuming you could... you know, comments
I feel like,
with people.
I feel like everyone's going to do that. Well, and then you can never find someone live because there's so much.
They're going to do it regardless of us.
Well, we don't go live on YouTube anyways. We go live on Twitch when we do
I'm
a
just
live
saying,
stream.
Separate. It takes a lot of snowflakes to make an avalanche. And if this does become the problem, you're one of the snowflakes.
I feel like you heard that in some sort of one of those get better at things books or whatever.
I don't think
it's a great quote. That says when there's a problem with the society, you might be a part of it.
That's a crazy analogy for what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're listening to you.
But we're talking about streaming something called something Neebs TV and not labeling it as
people
gonna
think
it's something else.
Is this not relevant?
No. Hey, you know what? It's good to talk about.
Let me explain this one more time.
No,
we get it. We understand it.
That's the problem.
I'm just going to have a streaming TV.
We get it.
Now, how do you find the live guy?
We get it. Well, we clearly market it as live.
Well, that's what I was researching. I saw it pop up, but I didn't know if it was from their channel or if they're doing it from a separate channel. But, I mean, there's that option of like, you start a separate channel. It's Neebs Gaming Live or Neebs TV, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Not live because that's misleading.
And then we just upload like a 24-hour video that plays on loop.
Yeah.
And it's a place where the community can go and hang out. Maybe every now and then we update it and it's like, okay, well, let's throw Duralius episodes in the middle or whatever. But yeah, it's a place to go where people like that enjoy our content. Because content creators that I love, a lot of the times I'll put them on as I'm going to bed and like I'm listening to their podcast or whatever. So I could see people doing that with our content.
I will
say
it's
an option.
The concern that I have with something like that is the effort that would go into maintaining it might not
be worth it
at all.
Yeah.
We might there might not be.
Yeah, it was something I saw. Yeah, the Funhouse crew do it. I was like,
is the purpose to give the community a place to go chat?
Because it's not to watch the content
because the content's all available.
Right. Yeah, but some people they don't want to have to worry about, oh, I need to go and I need to find a playlist. Or it's like, oh, I really want this episode. It's just like, I'm going to put on Neebs TV tonight and see what's on.
This is what's on.
Adds a different level.
Yeah.
You know, different layer that's fun.
But we also have, I mean, yeah, there's two sides to that because I think it's great to watch our content and talk with people about it, especially if it's something a little bit nostalgic, like some of our first videos that came out. And
talking about? Part?
Like when
you
you're chatting,
chatting,
like if they're chatting together as a community while they're watching.
People watching or
you
chatting
know, this,
together.
This stream of our content. But, you know, if we have created a place where people can go and chat if they want to about what we do, and that's our Discord channel.
Yeah, I'm curious.
True. Okay.
True. So, hey, that's that. Oh, and this is my last comment.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
And this is Nope. It says, YouTuber shares your channel. What do you idiots do? Go to his channel, catch him live streaming, and just be you guys. I like that. One of your guys' best moments, in my opinion.
Is that Skippy?
Oh.
No. It's about Skippy.
It's about Skippy. Skippy. Oh, yeah. And that was Nope. And I was like, that was nice.
That was great to find him streaming
at the
time.
Yeah,
we just looked at him.
Yeah,
he was
how
on.
Interesting
that was our
and he was
about
live.
Streaming.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't pre-recorded streaming.
He wasn't. But there's got to be a way. I just think that's a fun thing to get people to interact with each other.
Yeah.
So,
and today we spoke about Scrapman. So if we didn't say so earlier, go by Scrapman's channel.
Absolutely.
And tell him we said hello.
Yeah, we're going to do something with him soon, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Cool.
Could be the Simon build one. Who knows? Could be his wingman.
Ooh.
Lion King review.
I can't wait to build in Scrap, actually.
Really?
No.
Good one, Simon.
He got me really good.
What, Neve, you and I are left. You want to go?
I'll go, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I've got a comment here from Beauty Bell. Beauty Bell? Beauty Bella.
Beauty Bell.
Okay, I've watched this video this is from Human Fall Flat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've watched this video twice now and just noticed their characters are their favorite colors, just like an arc. LOL, Neebs Green, Thick Purple, and of course, Absro Blue.
Yeah.
No, we were kind of surprised by how you could customize your avatars in that game.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be that detailed. I was once you got in there, I was like, holy shit. Like, you can draw on these guys,
you can
make their face. Yeah, I was like, that's badass. Yeah.
And with my eyes on that, it was like an accident where I erased something on the back, and it made my eyes look like completely uninterested
like
in anything.
Closed
your character looks very bored.
And so I left it that way.
Yep. Yeah. And I gave my character just big gigantic eyes with buck teeth.
Buck teeth. I got a big old smile and a cop hat.
I can't wait till you play that, Simon. Yeah. That's like a lot of fun, so I have no interest in it. So.
Yeah, no. I mean, it doesn't... from what I've seen, it's not like...
Dralis would just sit back at the base and just tinker.
No, right. I wouldn't. Yeah. No. Because you'd need a brain like mine out there.
That's right. The thing. It's like I'm the. It was why I would be excited for him to play it.
Yeah, because I need too good.
You're gonna get frustrated.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. For the
you're gonna be competent at that game. Right. That's not gonna be fun.
I think with what you did, there was nothing earth shattering that you did that I couldn't have figured out from the first episode.
Okay,
that was all.
Oh
like,
God, if you were in that tunnel, you probably would have had worse.
I was worse. That was horrible of you in that tunnel, in that little maze.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It was not that hard.
You
made it.
You weren't
so
in there,
hard.
Man. You were not in there.
But I kind of saw this.
Your cave wasn't hard, Dralis.
Oh.
Snap.
Snipples.
All right. I mean,
I take it all back. Zap.
Snap. Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, if I'm in there, I'm just going to help. You're not going to test me and say, hey, Simon, how do you do this? Because that's not what you guys did
before.
No, but
before. If you have to jump over a crevasse and catch on to something, yeah. And then your fingers get all Simon-y.
No, I feel like I'm going to be able to control in
get
that.
Simon okay. hands.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I won't.
It's mouse and keyboard, right?
You can play with us if you want.
Yeah, mouse and keyboard.
It supports up to eight players, right?
Yeah. Online? And you can play it with controller or mouse. I used mouse and keyboard.
I want to play
mouse and keyboard.
As often as allowed.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch you.
Y'all want to hear my next comment?
Play with us, Dralis.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can
Am
both
I whining?
Play.
Was I complaining?
You can bring Dralis, Simon.
Okay.
Johnny C. Got a comment from Johnny C. And it's from the video. Ark, what we call it? Lizard, squid,
Yeah, that thing.
Face pants.
Simon, I effing hate you. Seriously, you piss me off more than Dralis and Thick combined. I wish your face had balls so I could punch you in both with one hit.
His face does have balls.
Eyeball me.
Having said that, please never change. You bring such a fantastic element to every video that would turn Neebs Gaming into something completely unrecognizable in a bad way without you. You guys are amazing, except you, Simon. You're still the worst.
Thank you.
That's one of the best comments I've ever heard.
That's really nice.
I did do a good job in that one. I remember I found that fucker.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
and
it.
We were I mean, that alone, and I was pretty competent. Pretty competent.
Yeah.
So you I think I got an
You've
8
been
on
competent
that.
Competent a lot oh, wow. lately. No, it worries us.
And Simon, he's absolutely right. Like, you cannot leave this channel. Ever. Don't go getting these stars in your eyes like, hey, I'm going Hollywood now. I'm going to be big.
Listen,
I'm bringing Ketchup back. Tosh, you and Tosh are playing tennis on the weekends.
We've been talking.
Yeah.
You want to hear what Pistol Pete has to say?
I'd love
yes.
He said this on also Human Fall Flat. Pistol says, all I see are babies doing stuff. LOL. I think it's the small frame and the lack of bodily control. It's really funny. When Neebs built up to releasing from the rope swing, I was on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. Like, seeing those dumb little characters waddle
around.
Funny. Yeah,
they're great. Yeah.
And, like, it's funny because when you look, their heads have to bend down and look whichever way. In an exaggerated way. So if you're looking down, you're just, like, staring at your feet walking. It's so dopey. I love it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the way those things move. They're fantastic.
Thanks,
and I keep
Pete.
Wanting to... To thank the devs for the keys that they gave us, but they didn't give us any. They never responded to my email.
Son of a bitch.
But I do want to thank the devs for making an awesome game, because it's a lot of fun.
They also have got to get on making more maps.
Right. You said 5 or 6 or six,
know,
eight
9?
Altogether?
It's not,
now,
it's
here's
not a
the
lot.
Thing. We're not in their shoes. For us to say, you guys got to get on making more maps might be like someone telling us, hey, we need like 2-hour-long episodes of art.
Right.
So we don't know what
I'm
goes
sure it's
into
a lot
that.
Of work, but listen, I feel like that game has potential to take off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't, know, you we don't know what kind of manpower they have. They might be a small
but
studio with just a couple guys.
But if it's done... If it's done, they're not working on it anymore. I don't know
but
what
the
it's
community's
like
to... making maps, but a lot of them seem like they're broken.
So it's kind
of
like Little Big Planet giving the community the ability to create these.
I don't know if they've given them the community there or if the community just figured
it
out.
I didn't know
none
if
of
the that
community
was
maps
goal.
That I've seen really work well. Oh, okay. They're all like, there's no objective or there's just...
Well, maybe there's some out there, though, so we can ask
maybe.
Everybody.
The problem is I don't think you can play multiplayer on the... community ones.
Oh. See, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I think they'd figure out a way to like, yeah, our community is going to make these awesome maps. But I mean, they're still working on the game though, yeah?
I would have, yeah, because they just released the multiplayer online in the last month or so. So they're still at it. But I think more maps sooner better, because I feel like I want to play more of it, and maybe
that's why
maybe,
you want them the sooner the better, because
I
want them.
Yeah. But listen, if we play it,
Yeah, I want to see the next Star Wars, play but I know that it, and then there's work
everybody wins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I also have a comment from, who does, Bear Jam.
Bear Jam.
That's a, you could market that as a good jam, like a fun cartoon bear that
for the
eats
gay community,
jam
yeah.
instead of honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like lube for the...
jelly.
Yeah.
Lube yeah, there for the you bears. Go. Lube for the bears. The gay
what
community.
What is this? 7 Days Tunnel. Is that a bit? Do we make something called Tunnel?
Bunkers?
No.
Tunnel?
Tunnel. I wrote
well,
Tunnel
I don't know.
Here.
Well, there was no... We no, didn't use the tunnel.
Well,
what's the
comment
about the tunnel?
Oh, wait. No. Tunnel Shot. That's what this was. The one where Ada Hop made that cool shot. Where
yeah. Oh.
We were
you know
in the
what?
Tunnel.
I got this comment, too. So this is a double.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I only have four comments now.
That's okay.
Is it from Bear Jam?
It is.
Bear Jam, you got double commented.
Yeah, two for
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. Yep. Yep. I picked that out too. All over your face.
Yeah, his comment is WTF. How did you get the wide shot of the tunnel? And that is all Ada Hop's ingenuity.
Yeah.
Should we have him explain it or is it going to bore people?
Well,
I'm bored already.
All right, then go ahead.
He did it.
Nah,
the,
I mean...
well, in Spectator Cam, when you're underground, you can kind of see things from the side like that,
yeah.
But it doesn't show you all the earth and stuff around it, so he kind of added earth.
Yeah.
And I think he took another shot above ground and mm-hmm. just kind of tracked them to move together.
Yawn.
Yeah, and it was very well done.
Yeah,
I was impressed myself. I was like,
nah,
yeah.
That was awesome.
It
really
looked
cool.
Like a side-scroller kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. It made me think of like a, an ant farm, too, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked
what
very cool.
What was that
cool.
episode actually called, though?
I had help. What was it called?
That was Friendly Fire.
Friendly Fire.
Friendly
so
fire.
That was from Friendly Fire.
Gotcha. That's my comments.
All right, good job.
Yeah.
Answers right. up.
Yeah, I got one. This is from one of our GTA videos. Daddy Vid says, you should really have Rage Cop meeting this. And I've seen that comment a lot of like, oh, you know, Rage Cop should meet everyone in GTA. I don't think it's possible.
It would have to be like some camera trickery.
Yeah, big time camera trickery. Yeah, because like when I do Rage Cop, we have to mod the game so I could change the main character.
Mm-hmm.
If you mod the game to change the main character, you can't play online.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way to log on online as like, and I want to change my model unless it's one of these crazy role play servers that I would have no idea how to get in to
there's
begin
a,
with.
But there's a logistically there's a way you can pull it off. Obviously pre-planned.
It would have to
shots
be pre-planned
in these locations
shots,
and
yeah,
like and a stunt man, like a double.
Yeah, no, it's like, okay, we put somebody in a cop car that's chasing us, and then
yeah.
you cut
yeah.
to a close-up
exactly.
shot. It could be done,
yeah.
but it's a logistical
nightmare.
You could
do a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe we'll figure out how to do it one day.
Nah.
But yeah. Nah, fuck that.
Nah. Never going to happen.
All right, this one's from Freak Show Gaming. Mr. Neves, my crew and I wish to challenge you to a duel, sir, a test of skill on the PS4 GTA Transformer races. Do you accept? No.
No.
Oh,
you answered for Neves.
Yeah. Well, he said, Mr. Neves, but I guess that I meant all of us because we're all kind of Neves gaming, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say jump on our stream one night when we're doing GTA.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's just with our schedules. That's really the only time we have to race the community.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker.
But yeah,
going
also,
down,
also with test of skill, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Because we're
yeah,
not,
right. yeah,
we're not really
skills.
Good. So yeah, like we don't like accepting challenges to do things in games because like that's not going to be fun because
you did pretty well the other day when we were streaming.
Man, yeah, it was like what
two or three
yeah.
at
first
least
place
two.
In a row
at least two first place
at least
in a row
two.
Uh-huh. out of
yeah.
how many people
rare.
Each time like a 10
seven,
or so
it wasn't a full yeah, it wasn't like a full race though it was like there might have been five or six people racing
all right
yeah but still I was like all right I'll take it.
I can
that.
Never win those races never have Never will.
So yeah, that's why we wouldn't accept the challenges. We would
yeah.
just get demolished.
Well, we would accept it. We just wouldn't win.
All right, this comment is a long one, but it's very nice. From Heinz Heilkna? Something like that.
Sounds right.
Yeah. This was from
a Klingon.
Probably. This is from a GTA episode, and it says, this episode is exemplary for what Neebs Gaming stands for. Quality cinematic storytelling while never losing track of the fun.
Which video?
One of the GTA videos.
Oh, okay.
I can see lots of work went into this one, and that's why people keep rewatching your vids. Lots of gaming videos are good for a quick watch, and you'll probably never watch them again, but Neebs Gaming videos have so much original content added to them that they stand on their own. So when people in the future grow up with GTA 7 and Ark DLC Valley are bitching about older games in the series, they will probably still watch these videos because of their high quality and entertainment value. Consider keeping up the good work, guys.
We'll consider
that was
it.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's very
tossing
nice.
Around the idea of not doing it, but hey,
yeah.
I think
make
we
it
will.
Really, really shitty easy game content. Could do that.
That's what we hope, though. We hope that our videos are rewatchable, and I look forward to having completed series. I'm so glad that Scorched Earth has like a
yeah beginning
like a
middle
story
end.
Arc.
Yeah.
We started, we finished it. I want to do more stuff like that.
Yeah,
Nevesylvania had an arc.
Yeah, Nevesylvania mm-hmm. too.
Felt good to put that one
to probably
bed.
The first one that had mm-hmm. some sort of complete story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Hotten. Thanks. Last comment from Cameron Kitchen, and I heard a lot of people got burned by this. You can transfer items from abortion. How do you say it?
Aberration.
But you have to get to an obelisk, which are on the radioactive surface. So I heard a lot of people did this. It was like, oh, I want to transfer my character over just to see the new map, and then I'm coming back. But apparently getting to the obelisk on that map, on Aberration, is really tough.
So they got in there and got stuck
and
there.
They couldn't get back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm picturing ABBA.
Aberration.
Take a chance on me.
I did see a trailer for Mamma Mia too.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck.
Can't
really?
Wait. Yeah, I don't know
the
how they're...
second
I mean,
one?
A second
yeah,
Mamma
Mia.
Yeah,
but you loved the, fuck you all loved you. The first one, right?
I loved the play Mamma Mia, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I went into it like, this is stupid.
I've heard it was
and then came
loved.
Out singing songs
That's
with everybody
happy
else.
Happy music, man.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we went
great.
To Sweden, we stayed at a hotel that... one of the members from ABBA Gold owned.
The Revolve.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's
it's a cool hotel.
Yeah, because they have a CD player in every room, and they have a copy of ABBA Gold.
Really?
And, yeah, like,
I don't know if mine
the
has.
Last time that I was there, they put me in, like, the nicest room.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to do it. So I took a shower listening to ABBA Gold.
There you go.
That's right, because the CD player played in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The speakers Blinds in the bathroom.
Lines open. It's a nice feature.
No, that
everybody could
fantastic.
See it.
I like it a lot. That little park
probably
right
not
there.
Here at that.
So pretty. So pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hotel.
Do you see the trailer for the new Peter Jackson movie?
No. What's he doing now?
It's like, I forget what it's called. Something Machines or... but.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Like,
look cool?
It looks interesting. There's this... you kind of get this road or this Mad Max feel.
Oh.
Like some big vehicles moving. And then this girl, I think... I forget her the actress's name, but... she looks back and they're all like, holy shit. And what's following them is this giant city vehicle.
I heard
and
Anthony say something about this.
Yeah, and someone like says, what is, and like, that's London. Like London was chasing
them.
Is
it called Mortal Engines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mortal Engines. Okay.
So the cities are like giant living things that...
That's how, yeah, I don't fully
and
understand.
Peter Jackson is...
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this is obviously a big, epic story.
It'll have a budget.
Yeah, Peter Jackson's movies usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you money, Peter.
I need. So there's a trailer out now?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it.
I want to watch it now.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch it now and talk about it?
Yeah, let's check it.
YouTubers react to Peter Jackson's Motorized City trailer.
We just watched it. And you guys are giggling. I don't know why y'all think it's funny.
I think that
I just
insane.
Think it looks. I mean, it looks cool. It looks ridiculous.
It does.
Just, like, well, the funniest thing you pointed it out. She pulls out a telescope.
Massive vehicle,
50 feet behind them.
But that might have been just how the trailer was.
That's
cut.
True. Too.
She might.
Yeah,
have
but
done
that's
that.
A bad thing to cut a trailer.
I agree.
Well, you
yeah.
know what
yeah.
she's looking at? Maybe she wants to see who's driving. She wants to see like a face or something.
And she had like a really weird look. That didn't fit toward
like,
the end either.
You can have somebody turn back and look at something and look up and then cut to what they're looking at, not take out a little spy scope and be like, oh, this thing's far. I mean, maybe she's nearsighted. You know?
Listen, when Anthony first brought this movie up, he said it's a movie about cities that eat other cities.
Yeah.
I think
it's
that's
like,
what he
Agario.
Said. And I'm like, what? But that's not how what I just saw.
Agario the movie.
What I saw is like, it looks like they live in a world with limited resources and they're building giant mobile cities
right.
on
right.
machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go around and look like they're scavenging for more materials.
Right.
Right.
No, I was laughing at the absurdity of it all.
Yeah. That's exactly
because,
why
yeah,
I
mean,
it's less absurd than what was in my brain when I first heard about
well,
it.
Well, I understand
like, I'm like, oh,
that.
That kind of makes sense, actually.
No,
that,
it does.
It does. I don't know. I was just thinking Peter Jackson went cuckoo. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking because a lot of time is probably got put into this. And this, from what we've just seen, seems extremely far-fetched.
Oh, it
I
is.
Don't think so.
No, it's far-fetched. Yeah. What if you could, vision, but...
What if you had to keep moving? What if there was something wrong with the world and you couldn't leave a city in one place?
Obviously, you put a city on wheels.
Yeah, you would just build London on top of wheels.
No, but it's okay that it's far-fetched. I mean, it's an imagination thing. It just looks ridiculous. Nothing appealing to me.
Oh,
I didn't
want to
see it until I saw the trailer. Now
I
want
to see that. No, I do want to see it just because it looks insane.
It's like it's one of those you have to see.
I'm always down for just an insane idea movie like that.
But if it's how the sewer system works...
You just drop it.
So, just duking behind. Yeah.
I still believe in Peter Jackson. Frighteners is one of my favorite movies,
Frighteners
actually.
Wonderful.
He's just, he's a really good filmmaker.
He's a mixed bag for me because he also made that other one, that Heavenly Bones, which was a big old piece of shit.
Well, a lot of people love that.
Yeah, I know.
Fick, you were going to say something a while ago and I interrupted you.
I forget what that was.
Yeah.
Have y'all, have y'all got watched or are you going to watch Shape of Water?
Yes, I'm getting it in the mail.
I'm curious to see it.
Yeah.
What's that about? I've not even seen the trailer
Some
for that.
Some kind of creature. He lives in the water and he's hanging out with this girl and their buddies and I don't know.
It's a Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, no.
Del Toro. Okay.
Very, very
Del Toro.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
The way you described him.
Pan's
like,
Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth
awesome.
Is one of my all-time favorite films.
Yeah.
So I like me some Guillermo.
Pacific Rim Job?
That one I could do. I
know. It's fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you guys borrow it.
Okay.
I don't
mind seeing that.
Please, dear.
I'm interested. All right. Well, you know what? I think... We've come to that time.
We have.
Now it's a time.
Now it's time.
To stop,
commenting on comments.
And we can get on
with our
the
lives,
world.
Yes, write these down.
There are videos ending all over the YouTube.
That doesn't sound good.
And it's gone. This is what's going to be over the end credits.
Okay.
No, this
Terry lost a tool.
So sing the song.
So long, see you later.
Exactly.
So Zeter Zane's
until next time.
Goodbye.
It's horrible.